All right, guys, welcome to the Slacker Save Cut podcast on a Thursday. I think we missed last Thursday because I was a piece of shit and I'm out of town. But let's try and pause it and see if it's working.
Yeah.
And we're back. There it is. That's what it is. So you can change the microphone volume in the app.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
But somehow it got turned down. But we're back now.
Technical
difficulties, but we figured it out. It's a Thursday. I'm here, Cody, Uriah, and Mr. Gary.
What's up?
Once again, no Tim.
Yeah, Tim's working.
Tim's working.
Tim's locked down, bro.
Fuck you for bettering yourself.
But yeah, no, congratulations to Tim.
Big congrats to Tim and Glory. We're happy for you guys. Yeah.
It's not a wedding, but they are together.
They are together now. We're happy for you guys.
Yeah.
This fucking chair.
Yeah, it locks up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. I noticed that. It's only when you turn like a certain way.
Though. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's to keep the kids from spinning around.
Can't hold me.
All right. So, what topic?
The question of the year.
You were talking about the VR headset.
Oh, yeah, we can go into that for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get closer so we can hear everybody, because sometimes I listen to a few of them, and sometimes one person will sound, like, really dim. I'll get close and comfy. All right, so this might be the pristine setup for sitting.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out. So I was talking about the Oculus... I don't want to butcher it. I think it's S.
Yeah, the Oculus S.
Hopefully Maddie doesn't listen to this, but I was gonna put one put it on my credit card and just send it, because I want to try out the new Oculus.
Yeah.
Oculus Rift S. Oh, is it the Quest or the S?
S.
Okay, so the Oculus Rift S.
Yeah, the Quest is like that one. I think that one's just for like the videos.
Okay.
Like roller coaster shit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Wait, the S has got a cord on it. Does this one have a cord?
They were talking about a while. It may have a cord that leads to something like the controllers, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, wait. Okay, hold on. We've got the Oculus Go, which doesn't have a controller.
Yeah.
The S and the Quest have controllers.
Okay.
I don't know what the fuck the difference is.
I don't know.
I was going to order the Quest because I didn't know what the hell it was. Let's see if it says it.
Yeah.
And so apparently it's a standalone console, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry. Yeah, so this one says 64 gigs, so let's see if this one says computer or internal.
Yeah.
Okay, so the S is PC powered, the Quest is the standalone.
Okay.
So I was looking to get the Quest, and apparently it came out like last week or something,
mm-hmm.
and everyone is sold out of them, including the Oculus Store, Best Buy, Amazon, Target, Walmart. Everybody is sold out of the Oculus Quest.
That's probably might be a good thing because you didn't get one.
That's true. It's probably for the better that I didn't.
Yeah.
But they look really badass. The first Oculus, and as far as I know, the first like full Steam, no pun intended, Steam VR headset. A lot of them you got to hook up to the computer, or you got the phone ones that are pretty shitty because your phone overheats and it just doesn't work like it should. Because I had the, I don't know if there are the Galaxy Head, the Galaxy VR where it came with my phone.
Yeah.
And it was kind of cool. You could play Minecraft and buy a Bluetooth VR controller and all that, but
yeah.
If you played for more than 45 minutes, your phone was like literally putting heat onto your face.
Yeah.
And it's horrendous. So I hope the Oculus Quest doesn't do that. I can imagine they probably thought about that in the making.
Is a YouTuber, like cartoons. Mm-hmm. They sent him one.
Great. I've heard they've become a lot more comfortable because the one that I had, even though it was just plastic with a phone,
yeah.
it like weighed your face down. So
yeah.
it's like fucking killing your nose the entire time.
Yeah, this one it uses like a halo strap that you'll flip inwards and it goes over and like gets itself on your head.
Yeah, because the phone one was not a not their most clever design.
Yeah.
At all. So hoping to try that out maybe sometime within the next year or so whenever they're not sold out and I have money.
Let's see.
But they look pretty cool. What else was I thinking? I was thinking some other game.
Oh, I got it.
You got something
later? Yeah, I'll do it later.
I've been playing a good bit of Dauntless lately. Mm-hmm. Pretty good game, other than the fact that it has Fortnite graphics, which I could take or leave.
Yeah,
Fortnite.
But it's a good game nonetheless.
Epic Games, man.
Yeah, it's.
It's okay.
If they would have done like hyper realistic graphics, then it would have been like you guys literally copied Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I understand it, but it's a good game nonetheless, and I like it because I can play it with Madison while she's on the PlayStation, and I can play on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get my sister on the Xbox in the living room so she can play. And apparently it's coming to Nintendo Switch, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, nice. That ought to be fun.
Hell yeah, man.
How's Melissa's shit she got? Controllers and everything.
Oh, it's good.
Good.
She got a new controller?
Yeah, she got like the repair kit and everything for it, so.
I need to get
it's
one.
Working
she
a lot
said
better.
The screwdriver sucks ass.
Yeah, the one it comes with, like the one that Tim had, we had to drill it out. It came with the same one.
Yeah, luckily I've got a very small twidget that I use for work on wireless access points, and they all have those tiny screws.
Yeah.
So hopefully I'll be good with that, because I have to. I bought it on sale on like Black Friday. I had the Elite controller for the Xbox.
Yeah.
And it sucks because I've only had it for like maybe a year, and the left bumper is completely, which I play a lot of Forza, so that was the clutch. I was always pushing it.
Yeah.
So, and it fucked up. It broke so bad that now when I hold the controller down while I'm playing, the button will like flop out.
Shit.
So,
nice.
So I got to get a button repair kit for that. Controller's great though.
Yeah.
So we'll give a little shout out. Is this her company's name, or is she calling it a company?
Okay. Yeah, it's
like her thing, her brand.
So I don't know her name.
I think it's Cassie.
Is it on here?
I believe it's Cassie. I'm kind of bad with names.
I'm horrible with names, and I didn't bother to ask her. So for lack of a better phrase, because I don't know your name, and if you listen to this, I'm incredibly sorry.
Oh,
okay, Mr. Gary's going for the name. Sweet.
I'm pretty sure it's Cassie.
Cassie?
I was going for it.
Almost 100% positive.
I don't know where it is.
All right, so we're going to go with we don't know her name, and I'm sorry about that if you do end up listening to this. But Gavin, shout out to Gavin and his lady friend.
Lady friend.
She is selling, I guess, making and selling goat's milk soap.
Yep. Completely natural.
Completely natural. Sold here at the Slackers Vape Co. for $5 a brick, I guess.
Yeah, $5 a bar. They're pretty big bars. Like, they're not little, tiny shits.
Bar was the one I was looking for.
Goat's Milk Soap Company.
Goat's Milk
Instagram
Soap Company.
And Facebook.
She is on Instagram and Facebook, if you couldn't hear that. Goat's Milk Soap Company. She makes it. It's all natural. She said no GMO, something of that nature.
Yep.
I picked up the lavender one with shea butter, castor oil, coconut oil, essential lavender oil. Smells really good.
Aphrodisiac.
Yeah, buddy. You know I'm all about them.
Let's see.
Roofies.
Me.
Listen, Bill Cosby doesn't need to be dragged into this.
Fuck.
I'm going to give her my pudding pop.
Okay. So hopefully next week we can get a review on that. I'm going to try it out. Go ahead and follow her. Look her up on Instagram. What was it? Etsy or Facebook or something? Something else? Instagram and something else.
Instagram and Facebook,
Facebook.
I believe.
Whatever I said 5 minutes
ago. Yeah, Facebook.
Ago, check her
Instagram,
out on there. Smells really good. $5 a bar here at Slackers.
Yeah, and it's about the size of 2 bars of soap. Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah. I would equate it to like a slice of bread.
Yeah.
Because she said she makes it in like a loaf pan, kind of like bread, so we'll go with about that size.
They're pretty thick,
and
too.
Yeah,
like,
they're thick.
Like 3 C's.
Thick with 2 Q's, if you will.
Yeah.
we got something else?
Yeah.
All right.
I know it's on.
has been proven to improve conditions as psoriasis and eczema.
Oh, okay. So if you couldn't hear Mr. Gary back there, it is proven to, what did you say, cure or ailment?
Help improve.
Help improve.
Psoriasis
and eczema?
Eczema, yep.
You got eczema?
Yeah, he got eczema.
So, yeah, if you have a skin condition, we're not judging.
Yeah, no, she is on Etsy, too.
Oh, she? Okay, so yeah. She is on Etsy as well.
Company on Etsy.
So, definitely look her up. I'm sure her prices are the same online as they are in store.
Yeah.
$5 a bar. They yeah, smell really good. They're a pretty good, pretty solid weight. Definitely come check that out and pick one up. Support a local business, two local businesses, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, because I actually want to get, like, I wouldn't mind having, like, local people that make shit that have just be able to put stuff in.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. If you've got a, what would you call that, like a...
Like a consignment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to have to be something that's kind of, like, fitting.
Like, yeah, practical and fitting, not, like, total bogus shit.
If you just make baskets, I...
Yeah, if you're selling Bob Marley bracelets, we don't fucking want that shit. But if you make something cool, like, so bring it in, pitch it to the guys out here, and see what's up, man. Maybe you can get a little advertisement.
Yeah, because I actually want to start selling, like, gauges.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Oh, man, if you can find somebody that made, like, wood gauges, custom wood gauges. Yeah. If you make custom wood gauges, come the fuck in here, because we want them in the shop.
Or, like, acrylics, anything.
Yeah, that would be badass.
Somebody that does their own glass pipes.
Oh, yeah, for if you blow glass in the Jacksonville area, definitely come hit it up. We've got a little smoke shop over here. That would be awesome.
Yeah, I'd rather have local shit.
Yeah.
If it's good.
Yeah, for sure. So I guess we can kick it off other than that. Maybe with the juice of the week? Juice of the week.
How about... I don't know. How about a rollback? It's been out for a while, but Melon Twist is good.
Melon Twist is awesome.
Yeah, the twist line for sure.
Yep, I'm on that. I'm going to go ahead and...
I think we're going to start carrying Yogi.
Yogi?
Yeah.
Okay. Right on.
More of like the desserty.
They have some fruit flavors, but it's more dessert.
Like granola bars is pretty much their main...
Okay, sweet. Like different flavors of granola bars. Oh, okay, you got a poster in the bathroom. Okay, I stare at that every time because it's
like
right
peanut butter, granola, there's all different kinds.
Yeah, they have a coffee one I'd be willing to try.
Yeah, for sure. I'd definitely give them a shot. Your phone's ringing over there, bro.
Probably.
Fucking no one. Fucking no one.
Always, bro.
You need that app.
Yeah, no, I'm contemplating.
I'm going to go with my juice of the week being, I just tried it out, and I can't say that it's like my favorite juice, but it's pretty good. It's made, I think, is it made by Juice Head?
Yeah.
Okay, so the company is Juice Head, and this is Peach Pear. It's a salt nick. Super good, sounds shitty. It's really good.
I think you can't say superb, because that's already a juice line.
Yeah, so
it's exquisite.
It's fucking... fabulous.
There you go.
It's awesome. I'm using it in the Vaporesso Aurora Play. It's kind of like a fancy Zippo pod system. So I guess we'll maybe try and keep it on the vape train today, because our most listened to, and other than what you have, obviously.
Oh, no, it's about vape.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
So, yeah, our most listened to episode at... I believe it's 76 or 80 listens was...
come on, guys.
Tell
your friends.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though.
Yeah, that's not bad, because we don't, like,
advertise. Not bad at all. I'm down with it.
My pants looks like
76 towel. Plays on beginners vaping info facts and tips, so maybe try and keep on that train, because we've dropped off on viewers, man. Not gonna lie, our latest one's got 8, so...
Oh, shit.
You guys need to step up your fucking game. Tell your friends, tell your family, make sure they know we're super raunchy.
Oh, we need to step up.
Yeah, come on, I know we're not the only raunchy people.
And
we're not the only raunchy people.
No, for sure.
But anyway, San Francisco, they're waiting for the mayor to sign it. Completely banned vaping.
Yeah, really?
San Francisco, 100% vape ban.
Damn it, man.
Yeah.
We need to.
They're just waiting for the mayor to sign it, and we'll see if he does, because he's getting probably a ton of shit.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
like the head, like the health officials,
right,
are raising hell about it. They're like, "What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, you're driving people back to smoking.
Cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not cool, man.
Nope.
Yep. They said if you want to ban, then ban cigarettes.
Yeah, like ban everything.
Honestly, you're going to ban vaping, but you're not going to ban. And I can, like, I don't even want to say I can understand, but it's like, yeah, maybe some of the, like, juice flavors and all that, like, they look flashy to kids, but it's like, maybe I want to fucking vape peach mango, dude. Like, not my fault that it's attractive to children. Like,
yeah, and truthfully, I mean, what would you rather have a kid do? Start vaping or smoking?
Cigarettes, dude. Yeah, that's what I'm... And it's like, you can't tell me that even nowadays that cigarettes aren't marketed toward young people.
Absolutely.
Like, and I saw it on actually one of the cigarettes I used to smoke was Marlboro NXTs. They said they were one of the highest selling among, like, young kids because it had a black package and it looked cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is not why I fucking smoked it, but I could see it. And it's like, yeah, if you're going to ban something, ban fucking cigarettes, man.
Yeah, smoking's going to be perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But that's like the tobacco companies filling the pockets of the fucking politicians, though.
Yeah. That's exactly it. It's big tobacco, man. It's fucked.
Yup.
It's fucked.
Yeah, so
sign a local petition, do whatever the fuck you got to do, man. Keep vaping alive.
And another thing they said, man, what is that going to do? It's going to affect other cities because other cities are going to want to fall into it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and that's what they all do, man.
Yep. It's like, it's fucking crazy.
Yeah, let's get on that train to not stop, or stay on that train, if you will, to not stop vaping, because I'm pretty sure I'd fucking kill somebody. I haven't had a cigarette in quite some time.
Yeah.
And I'm doing pretty good, so let's keep it alive, because if it ever went away, I would try not to smoke cigarettes, and then I'd probably kill people.
Yeah.
And that's not
exactly.
Cool.
Exactly. Yeah, if it goes away, I'm smoking.
Yeah, I say I try not to, but when it comes down to it, I mean, I would, but I would rather not return to that state.
Mm-hmm.
I've made much progress.
Yeah, I got it. I'd have to do something, because I have way too much time on my hands.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I don't want to get stuck in my own head. It is dangerous
up there.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of Dexter.
There's a prison up there, my dude.
Yeah,
once you go in there ain't no coming back.
Dude, it's like, and I drive so much, man, that's the time that I want to smoke. Yep. That's it. I drive an hour and 15 minutes to work. That's smoking time all day.
Yeah.
So,
Ooh, yeah, I smoke the fuck
out of
shit.
Cigarettes. You mind plugging me in right
there, Mr. Gary? Got you.
Oh, shit. Yeah, so let's, if there's a petition to sign or whatever you guys can do in your local area, keep vaping alive, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It says the vape advocacy.
Yeah, I know. Right?
No, it's boring shit, but
yeah,
gotta do it.
So, thank you, sir.
Yeah, man.
All right, let's see.
Good.
Which side is it on? Okay,
gotcha.
So, let's see. What can we?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, that's ridiculous.
And it's bad, and, I mean, and you know it's got to be pretty bad, because the actual, like, some people on the Board of Health and shit, and the health officials are like, what are you doing?
Because they know the repercussions.
Yeah.
You know, people are going to start smoking cigarettes again, and it's like,
It's like, I mean, how does something like that even get fucking passed to begin
with? That's what I was wondering, because I know California is a... Well, not the whole state of California, but even just San Francisco alone is a big place. And not to say that there's, like, weird people. Excuse me.
Just got to tell them, man.
But there's, like, a lot of new age people out there that I would assume are pretty down with vaping instead of smoking cigarettes. I don't understand how that would pass either. And you got to hope that the mayor takes the health official's word on it, that it's, like...
It's a bad deal.
It's a bad deal, man.
Because basically, you ain't stopping kids from fucking...
Smoking.
Vaping. No. You're going to make them start smoking.
Exactly. Which, like, if, you know, my kid was like, hey, man, I'm smoking cigarettes, I'd be like, dude, if it was, like, my kid came up and was like, I'm either going to start smoking cigarettes or a vape, and I'd be like, vape all day, man.
Yeah, I'd start vaping. Don't start smoking fucking cigarettes.
Don't start smoking cigarettes, man, because you won't get away from it. Yeah, that's ridiculous, man. I can't believe shit like that actually.
Yeah.
I mean, I can, I guess, because people are fucking idiots, and
yep,
that's what it comes down to. But it's like, man, you're making a, if you let that go through, you're making a real harsh decision.
Yeah, it's gonna make it bad for everybody, because there'll be other cities that are wanna do it.
Yep.
I feel like it'd be like when some little town in Iowa will be next.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Some little fucking podunk town that...
Vaping's the devil's work.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Utah, somewhere, all the Mormons.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That place is, man, it's beautiful up there, but there's some weird fucking people out there, man.
Oh, yeah.
I went out there, and there are some interesting people. My sister was friends with a few of the, like, Mormons, and the... Some of their, like, I had no idea some of the things that they do on, like, a regular basis. Like, she said Mormons, obviously, because it is a Mormon-run place. Like, run that bitch. Like, yeah. If a Mormon writes a check and it's, like, you know, through some Mormon church or something, it'll, like, go through in, like, a day or two. But if a normal person, like my sister, would write a check, it would take, like, 2 or 3 weeks. Like, they control the fucking money out there. They control everything out there, dude. It's insane.
And are you Mormon? Just in case.
Right? I didn't know that Mormon women, after a certain age, where my sister calls them Jesus jammies, they wear, like, pajamas under their clothes.
Really?
As part of their religion for some reason, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it.
Yeah, I had no idea. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if anybody knows what that is,
yeah, if
send us an email and tell us what the deal is.
Yeah,
with
if you're a Mormon woman and you wear Jesus jammies, hit us up.
Yeah, because I don't know. I've never really heard nothing about that.
Yeah, so. That was the first time I'd heard about it, because I guess she was, like, going on a hike with some one of her friend that she lived with, and a couple of the other chicks from around the area, and the girl was like, it was hot. She was, like, about to pass out, and I guess my sister's friend Megan was like, yo, do you have your Jesus jammies on right now? Because you're going to fucking pass out. Like, it's like, I guess it's like flannel. Like, shit. Under your, you know, yeah, you're fucking walking strange, around hiking and shit.
I don't know. But yeah, so, I'd like, just get the facts about that right. So if anyone knows, tell us, and then we'll tell everybody.
Yeah, if you want to drop a fucking voicemail and let us know, see what's up.
It's not porn, is it? No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, dude, I do that every time I open up a browser on my phone. Not porn, not porn, not porn.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, let's see. Vaping. We do it.
We do it.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, there's so many people doing shows about vaping.
Yeah, for sure. Man. But ours is the best. Fuck them guys, man. Fuck them dudes. Shop got a little rearranged, if you've been in and you listen to the podcast.
Oh,
got
yeah.
A cool little rack behind the counter now. We had no idea that many fucking atomizers would fit on that small little shelf.
Oh, man.
Now that they're
there's
spread out.
Shit ton.
Of atomizers. Good look.
Lots of atomizers.
So if you're in the area, man, stop in, tell us what's up. We're here Thursdays all day long. I'm not here all day, but I get here at, you know, 3:30, 4 o'clock, and I'm here until close. Obviously, these two gentlemen are here all day.
All day.
If you have any questions, come in, ask away.
All day, every day.
All day, every day.
Okay, so apparently I see something on it. But the Mormon temple garment, or garment of the holy priesthood, is worn under the clothes of adult members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Latter-day Saints.
Saints. Okay, so LDS people wear it.
Yeah, so virtually at all times, and they consider it a sacred symbol of their personal commitment to God.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
So that goes right up there with, like, flogging and stuff?
Yeah.
People that self-flog?
Yeah, Mormons are...
I never knew that.
Nothing against you know, but hey, interesting.
So apparently the temple garment, referred to as the Mormon underwear, is specifically meant to not be discussed and to be concealed from anyone who would not understand its religious significance.
Well, see, that's what we need. We need someone, but obviously they can't discuss
it. You have to be like an ex-Mormon, which is a lot of people, I guess, my sister talked to, like... I guess they're like, there's like a Mormon secret society and all this other shit, like the Masons or whatever.
Yes.
And I guess my sister knew like a lot of people up there in Utah that like not only did they resign from the, or
they dropped
whatever
out.
You want to call it, yeah. resign from the Mormon religion, like they have no religion anymore.
Yeah.
So it's probably pretty intense.
Yeah, so if anyone's listening that knows this significance of doing this and what it means.
And you've resigned, come let yeah. us know, man. Yeah, we want to know.
I'm curious. And you got to hear all sides of it.
Yeah, for sure.
They said, too, there's not a whole lot of public known information about it. Right. Like, they don't release it.
So that would make us big. So. We'd know all the shits.
Yeah.
So what happens if
we'll
they get a
find
fucking...
One of the ex-cult... I mean, Mormon.
Yeah, yeah. Literally. My sister said that they would do, like, on every Saturday, if I think so. I guess the jammies are for everybody.
Okay.
But I guess on Saturday it was, like, strictly women. Maybe I was mixing up the women thing, but strictly women are, like, almost, like, baptized, but they're, like, dunked in a, like, a pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, to resurrect the souls of dead people. So it's, like, they're essentially, yeah. like, stealing dead people's souls when they do what? That or something.
Yeah, someone's got to explain
yeah,
this.
I want to know, because my sister was like, you know, I'm not fucking Mormon. I don't know. So I was like, yeah, I'd like to know more. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Not that I'd ever convert. So if you're trying to convert us, fuck off.
Yeah.
But I'd
yeah,
like
I'm
to know.
Yeah, I'm not going
to
convert.
No. You know, I was just thinking, what happens if you get a skid mark on them bitches?
Dude, I'm saying.
This could be
they,
a dumbass white person thing to ask,
are they
but
white, you know?
I'm going like, to ask.
Are they like white flannel PJs or something, you know?
Because I think there is undergarments and then like a shirt.
Yeah. Weird, man.
I just feel like it'd be way too hot. You ain't doing
fuck,
that shit in
yeah,
Florida.
Dude. Fuck nah. No, fuck.
You'd
dude.
Lose all your fucking members.
Yeah, they'd be dropping dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like 110 outside.
2,000. Praise Jesus, humidity. But give me some fucking water.
I'm saying, bro.
Not hating, just making a comment.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, do what you do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Curiosity is at its peak.
Next thing you know, someone shows up the next day. You were asking too much.
Yeah, I know. With guns,
we're all gonna fucking die.
So if that happens, then y'all know.
And then the Mormon women are gonna steal our souls.
Come back.
Joke's on you. It's already gone.
Sign that bitch away years ago.
Already done.
I'm trying to think of some like good vaping topics, but I've got absolutely nothing.
Trying to think of other shit that's happened recently.
They've all been talked about.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
Yeah,
that's hard.
I mean, other than new mods and shit, and I don't really know what's coming out.
What about mod of the week?
Mod, but we can do that. I'm gonna go ahead and nominate the fucking Platinum Drag.
Oh, the Platinum Drag?
The Platinum Drag is a good looking box.
Yeah.
On that same note, we are, well, other than your eye currently, but we all have been using the Aegis Legend.
Yeah.
And
it's been out for a long time, but it's a good mod.
It's a killer
it's
mod,
fantastic.
Man. It stands the test of time, if you ask me.
Yeah, it does well.
Because I see a lot of, like, smoke products. They last for about 2 months, and then they release a new one because the old one was shit.
It's like buying fucking cell phones.
Just to realize their new one is
yeah,
just as shit.
Exactly. So I would have to say that the one that stands the test of time would have to be the Aegis Legend.
I am pretty sure we're not going to get any endorsements. Endorsements? Yeah, endorsements from Smock.
Fuck no.
I hope not. Fuck you guys.
They
hate us.
They would have to fucking give me like a ungodly amount of money to remotely say anything somewhat positive
yeah.
about them.
And it's like, I'm not going to lie and tell people that it's
yeah,
good.
If it was a good mod, I would tell you.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if I didn't like it. I would tell you.
Haven't come out
yeah.
with a good
The only
mod.
One I really is okay is like the X-Prib I had was fine.
And then the Alien.
And the Alien.
The Alien.
Like,
I
they
was
were good.
Say, that was the last quality mod that they really made as far as
yeah.
I'm concerned.
Yeah, the only ones I've ever liked from them was the Alien 220 and then the X-Prib.
Right.
That was it. Those are the only two I liked from them. Their older mods were great when they were still like Smock Tech.
Yeah.
They made some like the Q, or no, like the... Something box. Like the cube. That's not the cube
Spit
box.
It out.
The cube.
Is it the big silver
the
one?
Yeah, it's the giant. I think it's
the
X
cube.
Yeah,
yeah,
like
that
one
was
him
had.
Dope.
Yeah, that was a nice box, man. And they made that second one with Bluetooth.
Yeah.
It was nice. That was when they were trying to keep up with one of the main competitors, as far as I know, was Sigelli.
Yeah.
They were trying to keep up with Sigelli really hard, and they were doing good, and then
yeah.
Sigelli just kind of dropped off right after. Like, I had the last Sigelli that I had was the Fuchai 220.
Yeah.
And right after that, I haven't heard much from Sigelli.
Sigelli. You know, that's like an Italian name.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Sigelli.
Yeah, nice sports car.
Right?
Yeah, that
I got a Sigelli XR5.
That was about the last I've heard of Sigelli. I haven't. Is there any Sigelli mods out that you guys know of?
Oh, man.
Like the Snow Wolves. They keep doing stuff with the Snow Wolves.
Oh, I totally forgot they made the Snow Wolf.
The Kronos and the Sheikra, which have been good.
Then they got the Moonbox.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know they made the Moonbox.
Yes,
okay, yeah. The Moonbox was a decent cheap. If you're looking for a cheap box, that was a good.
Yeah, for the price you paid for it,
$35 for a semi-regulated.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird.
The dial didn't work all too well, but $35, man. What can you expect? It was. It works. But it
got the job done.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and the Kronos and the Sheikra, we have not had. I don't like the tanks.
Right.
Do not like the tanks. I don't like the tanks on most mods, truthfully.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that.
But the mods have been good. We haven't had any problems. We've sold a lot of them. And no one's brought one back yet.
Kronos. Do you guys have it over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. I'm
trying to think of which one the Kronos is.
Kronos.
I think I know which one.
This is the Kronos kit.
Oh, okay, gotcha. The one with the password and all that.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. I know exactly.
Yeah, and the Sheikra is just a little bit different. It's just the finishes are different on them. That's the only thing that's really different.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah.
And I think it's decent mod as far as I know. It has the passcode. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the main difference of the finish. Yeah, so as far as I know,
so no little
mod.
Shit steal your vape and can.
Yeah, exactly.
Vape on it.
Yeah.
It's got a passcode.
Not bad. As far I've never used it, but as far as a decent.
So now, if anyone has a Sheikra
and they can't figure out how to get that bitch to work, and you missed it in the instructions, the code is 8888.
4 8s.
Yeah, I feel like I was here one time when we were trying to figure that out. And nobody, everybody's trying like 000.
I'm like, where the hell's it at?
Yeah, dude.
For sure.
Fucking suck. I can't remember what the one I'm using is called. I think it's the Totem.
Totem?
I think. The box is down there.
And that's made by?
This one, the UL. It's like their mech.
UL, gotcha. That's
hey, don't be messing up the name.
Yeah, I know.
Where the hell is that? Oh, wait. Nah. It's a Soul Keeper.
That's it.
Okay.
That's a much cooler name.
Yeah, pretty cool it is. Name.
But yeah,
it?
The UL Soul Keeper.
Yeah. Like
I'm tired. Like I'm sorry.
Oh shit, that's actually fucking tight.
Yeah. Yeah, that one glows in the dark.
That's even better. You know, it's the gimmicky stuff.
That's gimmicky, but they could get me with that.
Yeah, no, that's
they could
dope.
Get me with that all day.
It's your rain.
This one has the speckled paint in it. It's like blue and green.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And it's kind of like
a freaking safety mech.
Yeah.
Like it's not much. Regulated, but it makes sure your ohms aren't too low.
Yeah.
Oh, nice, okay.
Yeah,
and it even has the battery indicator on it.
Yeah, the light, whenever it hits blue, you, like, should change it, and then red is
there's a light on it? Oh, shit, I didn't even see that. Oh, that's kind of shit, okay.
Yeah, so, kind of, it'd be, like, if someone wants a mech, get one
of really doesn't know what to do.
Yeah. So, like, starter mech, essentially, if you want to fuck around with a mech, as far as starter mechs go.
See if you even like the style of it,
yeah.
And the bottom fire button. A lot of people don't like bottom fire button.
I do. I don't know why I like that so much.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Because there's some people that, like, I've heard hate the bottom fire because they can't, like, wrap their finger around it correctly. But then there's some people that I've seen get the Rebel and they're like, I fucking love that it's bottom fire.
Or they're like, fucking.
Oh, yeah. You hand it to somebody and you're like, yo, hit this. And they stick their fucking
thumb
up.
Yeah, it's like, what are you doing? Sitting a prostate exam?
All right, Steve Irwin.
Yeah.
It's the most venomous snake in the world. I'm going to stick my thumb up his butt.
Yeah, so that's a cool feature for a mech mod.
Yeah, I like it.
Not much like that.
And I've used a lot of high-end shit
for
mechs,
sure.
And I'm actually really impressed with this one.
Price range pretty decent.
Yeah. That's definitely going to be one of the cheaper ones that you can get mech-wise.
Fuck yeah.
That's actually worth a shit.
So I was just thinking I'm trying to pull something out of my ass as far as mods. So I saw that The Aegis Legend came out with their denim line,
yes,
which is interesting. And the coffee grounds.
Yeah, we have one of those.
That one's pretty cool. The coffee grounds is a pretty neat color. That
they have the jade coffee and then the Jay Leno. Jared Leno.
Okay. I was like, Jay Leno.
Yeah, Jared Leno.
Okay.
Jean jacket jeans.
Yeah, gotcha.
Fucking,
nice.
Like it.
Jared Leno.
Yeah, I feel like the coffee is kind of cool because it'd be hard to get dirty for a felt.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Let's see, the Orion just came out. What's it called?
The Abalone.
Yeah, that one's actually kind of cool.
Looks
like Mother of Pearl.
Yes, it does. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Yeah, it looks badass. I like it.
So if you don't know what an abalone is, but you know what Mother of Pearl is,
Know what abalone is.
Real expensive guitars that have the nice white inlays.
Yeah. Right. That's probably where I knew it from the actual creature, but I think that's probably where I've seen it.
Yeah, lots of real high-quality guitars have the nice Mother of Pearl.
Yeah, I know all of them. What's the guitar brand? Yeah. Jackson. Jackson does a lot of those.
Yeah,
they're fret dots, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what they're called.
Fretboard.
What's the dots on them called, though?
That's just kind of, that's like your notes, pretty much.
I know it's like your like fret three, counter, I guess.
5, 7,
and then
nine.
Like 11's got the two dots.
Yeah. Depending on where you reach it on the fretboard is where you're...
I think Jackson is one of the ones that does abalone for their fretboards.
Yeah.
Which looks badass.
True. And then Vupu coming out with their dual 2700 mod.
Oh, the 217?
Oh, is it?
217,
like
the X.
I think it's they're actually doing dual 21700.
The X217. No, it's like a side-by-side mech?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Cool, man. So it's the... X217, possibly.
Yeah, I've heard a couple of different reviews. Some people, no one said it worked bad. It's just kind of the way it was made. They don't like, because it has like the LED lights and shit.
Right.
Yeah, I wish.
It looks pretty cool.
But I mean, you got to have battery strength for it this time.
Right. It looks almost like
I always turn my LEDs off.
The shield, was it?
Looks like an older mod.
Yeah, it does.
But if you like the duels, that's...
Yeah,
for sure.
21700, 2700.
It's a good looking mod, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
$39 bucks, it says on here, $41, so... Not bad.
That's online.
Yeah, that's online. That's strictly...
Make sure you check that shipping cost.
Strictly online. Yeah, they fucking $45 for shipping.
It takes a while to get here from China.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so... Actual price $84.99.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that sounds a little bit. I was like $34, man.
Yeah.
That seems cheap.
That's almost like wholesale.
Yeah. I was like Vupu especially. That's cheap as fuck. Okay, that's cool. And then Drag came out with their mini mod, I guess I want to call it.
Yeah, the Drag Trio. Baby Trio
with the little baby tank on it.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Actually, probably gonna get one of those.
It's actually not too bad.
And then they've got their pod system as well that they came out with.
Yeah, Drag fucking Nano. I think is what they called it. The Nano.
That's a good looking pod.
Yeah.
The only thing I was slightly disappointed with on that I found out about the Baby Trio, I guess it's called, is that it looks like it comes with a fucking, which I don't really care. I don't need to wear it around my neck.
Yeah.
But it looks like it comes with a necklace part, and it doesn't. But it's got the hole for one.
Doesn't come with the chain.
If you float that way.
But super cheap place to get the chains for them. Go into the pet stores.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have that little machine that does the dog tags. Yes.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and Vandy Vape is coming out with the Trident.
The Trident.
Yeah, waterproof vape mine.
Oh,
with silica
right.
gel surface.
It's like it's a mech, but it's waterproof.
Yeah.
Right?
Equipped with PCB board and has multiple protections to avoid potential risk, which means blowing your teeth out.
That looks it looks badass.
And it's 100 watt. It's single battery, but it's 100 watt. I think it's a single battery.
That would make it would make a really cool stack if the bottom was just like silicone.
Yeah.
That would be pretty sweet.
But I don't know if it's 2700 or 18650. Yeah. Oh no, it is an 18650.
Yeah.
Oh, that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Not that it sucks, but I like the ones that you can either or, they come with the adapter.
Yeah. Yeah, which it'd be so easy for them to do that.
Yeah,
maybe
for
they're
sure.
just maybe they're being safe.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Did we already talk about that one review that someone left?
Yes.
Okay.
Did we on the last one?
I think so.
I think we did.
Let's talk about it again. If you drive down the road and you just go around leaving fucking Google reviews on people's stores.
It's to get the Google points.
Oh, okay, yes. If you leave reviews to get the Google points and you leave a bad review, you're a douchebag. Okay, I'm cool. You leave a 5-star with no comment or a small comment, fine. But if you're running around just giving people 1-stars and you don't come in the shop, fuck you.
Yeah, it's like at least go in first.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Come in and see what it's about before you start 1-star reviewing.
Yeah, and I kind of have an issue with the reviews. First of all, vape shops, brick and mortar vape shops, cannot compete with online.
That's right.
So don't fucking even expect them to. They just can't do it.
It's not feasible, man.
No, it's impossible. For a business to stay open with online shops.
Especially if you're looking at like a site like, Vape Buddies or something like that, app or whatever. If you're looking at a site like that, one, you're ordering from, excuse my like fucking douchebag language, but you're ordering from a fucking sweatshop in China. And, okay, yeah, you're getting it for $34, but one, it probably is a clone of whatever the fuck you're ordering. Maybe not, you know, maybe it's legit.
It's going to take a while to get here. And it's going to take
fucking 4 months to get where you get it where you got it. And check the
shipping and handling.
Yeah. Yep. You're going to pay fucking $30 in shipping and wait 2 months to get it.
Yep.
And if you expect someplace, brick and mortar, anywhere for anything, really, you're not going to get it. Because it's like, you know, there's a convenience of you being able to walk in here, get what you wanted, and walk out.
And you can actually check it out before you get it.
Yeah, you can look at it, handle it, you know, ask maybe... Obviously, the guys in here know a fairly good bit about all the mods they have. Like, you're going to get a solid answer. Like, let's say you order... We're just going to smash smog today. If you order a fucking smog from across the country, and, you know, you've never used a smog, you get it, and it's... Not only is it a smog, but it's, like, some clone, or it's a piece of shit. You're not going to know if you're come screwed. In here and ask, you know.
You ain't going to be sending it back.
Yeah, no. And it's like, you come in here and ask, you're like, hey, what have you guys heard about this? They can tell you their honest answer. Hey, you know, we've had a couple of those back, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
That way you don't order something, pay $70 in shipping, and then hate it.
Yep.
Exactly. And here's another thing, too, which... I know our prices are good.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you're vaping on a budget, that's not my fucking problem.
I fully agree. Fully agree.
How is that? Yeah, and we have some reviewers.
We're going to call him Jerry.
Yeah.
We'll say
you're
Jerry.
A fucking Jerry.
But, yeah, he's vaping on a budget. And like I said, I know our prices are not high.
And here's the thing. This Jerry... has been in multiple times before and bought stuff.
Yes.
Multiple times.
He left a review at like 2 o'clock, so I'm sure he was completely shit-faced and didn't have nothing better to do.
Exactly.
And he got one of his trampy little friends to leave a review too, right after he did.
Yeah, and she's never been in here before. Ever.
It's like, dude, if you want to price compare, don't price compare online.
Yeah.
Because well, that's what people are doing. Yeah, and that's fucking
what's the
ignorant.
Review? These mom and pop shops better, you know, get with the times and realize we're not paying that much. It's like, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah.
You're part of the fucking problem, you goddamn millennial.
Not only do you get the convenience of getting it right then and there, you get to check it out, hold it, play with it, whatever, before... You buy it, you also get, like, a genuine human interaction.
Yes.
I know some people don't enjoy that, and I usually don't, but it's, like, sometimes it's nice to have. You can ask their opinion on what you're buying. And same points I made about not buying it from fucking China. You get a human interaction, you know,
yeah,
they'll
and
let
if
you
it's
know what
shit,
they think about it.
I'll tell you shit.
Oh, yeah. Full on. Well, I'll let you know.
Listen, yeah, I mean, even if we're selling stuff, people want it. That's why we have it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And if, you know, but I will tell you my honest opinion on it.
Yeah, exactly. You're not going to fucking bullshit you, man. If you don't want to buy it, don't buy it. You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
And if you don't want to pay the price, don't pay the fucking price, man.
And the last time I checked, vaping is not a necessity of life. So if you're on that much of a budget...
You don't need
that's
to be
not
vaping.
My fucking problem.
Yes,
no.
That's not my
problem.
You should quit vaping.
Yeah.
Save yourself some money.
Fucking Jerry.
Yeah, man. It's like, if you price check, and we'll just say for hypothetical, even if you're listening somewhere other than Jacksonville, if you're living in Jacksonville and you've come in here, for lack of a better hypothetical phrase, we'll say you're Jerry and you've come in here and you've bought things and you go to another vape shop and you're like, oh, their prices are actually low. It's like, I lost my train of thought midway through that. Oh, you come in here and you're like, these prices are high. It's like, go around to other vape shops in the area.
Yes.
And check. Tell me that these prices are still high. They're not.
And there is a thing, too, which, before anyone leaves any more reviews, if they would just ask this to begin with, as long as it is a brick and mortar shop in the area, we will price match. So, you're not going to pay for it any more here than you would any fucking where else.
You'll get a good interaction. It's super comfy.
But, you know, all these motherfucking brilliant people.
I really fucking don't like millennials. I'm sorry. I am one, but I fucking hate millennials.
I'm with that.
Instead of even bothering to ask, they just want everyone to know their opinion, even though it doesn't mean shit.
And it's like they're already, like, before they even say anything about it, they're butthurt, and it's because you know you're making an invalid point. You're fully aware of that, but you still proceed to make the same invalid point. And it's like, you heard it right here firsthand, they fucking price match. They don't price match online because it's infeasible.
Yeah.
They price match other brick and mortar shops in the area.
Yes.
And that, what better can you get, man? You get a good human interaction. It's super, like, you know, I might be slightly biased, but I've been to a good amount of vape shops in my day, and a lot of them you walk in and it's just like they have shelves and a counter. You don't come in and hang out. You can try shit. They might have a stool or two, but it's like, you come in here, man, it's a lounge. It literally says it on the fucking billboard, as far as I know. Am I wrong? I'm pretty sure it says lounge.
I don't know if it says lounge.
I'm going to fact check myself.
Go out here and look up at this one and see. It might just say coming.
It says Slackers Vape Co., but I know I've seen lounge somewhere.
What's this one say?
Just normal Slackers Vape Co. Yeah,
no, the one up top.
Yeah, no,
oh,
it doesn't.
Yeah, there's one that, let's see.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it might say vape and lounge.
No.
No.
Okay, so it doesn't say lounge anywhere.
It's on, like, Instagram. Yeah, it's a lounge.
Say,
yeah, it's
I've
on there somewhere.
I didn't just pull that out of my ass, even though I normally do that.
Yes, but here's another thing we got to tell you. This has actually happened. Don't just walk into a vape shop and sit down.
Yeah.
And not buy anything.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Not say anything. Just sit there.
Yeah, like, yeah, if you're like, a friend, you know, and you know us personally, come in, sit down, and chill. That's a different story, but if you're bringing in a vape from somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I mean, if you want to, like, you want to sit down and chill, that's cool. If you want to, like, hey, man, I need to rebuild my coils and stuff, that's cool.
Yeah.
But we had people come in. Let me explain this whole thing. They come in and just sat down. Didn't get nothing. Didn't say a word. Just sat down. Like 5 or 6 people.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't say jack shit. They were all on their phones. It's like, what are you?
It's like, it's a lounge, but it's not that kind of lounge.
Yeah, it's not
that. If you want to come in, buy something, and then vape on it for a while and hang out, as far as I know, you're more than welcome.
Yes, that's good. You're all good.
Yeah, you're good to go, man. You buy some juice or some coils or whatever, you build them, you vape here for a while, and then you leave. Whatever. But if you're gonna come in here just to, like, sit on the couch, not buy anything, not talk to anybody. First off, not talk to anybody.
Yeah, it was really weird.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
And it was like 5 dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
weird. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to fucking shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Is exactly what I thought.
Yeah, that's just weird.
Yeah, it was odd. And finally asked us, like, man, what? Are you just hanging out?
Yeah, can we help you with something?
Yeah, we're just hanging out. It's like, why?
They were here for like an hour.
Yeah.
About an hour.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it
dude.
Was the weirdest shit ever.
Yeah, what the fuck? No, I mean, yeah, it's a lounge, but come in and buy something and then hang out, man.
I mean, they weren't even talking.
No, that's like, so they weren't weird. Even talking to each other.
No.
Yeah, like, okay, so on that, don't be afraid to come in. Like, if you want to come in, check some shit out and hang out for a while, get some opinions.
Cool. It's cool.
And you're thinking about buying something, sweet, but don't come in here and not fucking say anything.
And just sit down.
That's so weird.
Yeah, it was the weirdest shit ever. First thing I thought is like, oh man, they're going to fucking try to rob us.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Yeah. That's just, that's
because they weren't saying nothing, but all of them were on their phones.
Yeah.
There was like five of them. There was five of them.
Yeah, that's weird. If you're trying to do that, go bring that shit somewhere else.
Yeah.
But
I fucking stab you.
My other thing that I wouldn't say I have a problem with it particularly. It just kind of annoys me. When you walk in, and like, I work here occasionally on Sundays, but the guys usually are like, hey, what's up? How's it going? And you just like walk by.
And don't say a fucking word.
Don't say a word, and you look up and you're like, I want this juice. And that's it?
Yeah, it's
okay,
like,
dude. Come on, have some personal interaction. Yeah. Say something, man. At least give the guys like a hey, what's up? They're sitting here all day doing nothing, and you come in and you just got a chip on your shoulder, man. Don't come in like that.
Yeah,
because whether anyone will admit it or not, the people behind the counter instantly it pisses them off.
Yeah, it does. It's annoying. You're like, hey, what's up? And they just walk right by you. And it's kind of like, okay, I don't want to help you right
exactly.
now.
Like, that's the first thing you feel. It's like, oh, man.
I could almost understand, you know, if you've got, like, some sort of anxiety or whatever, but it's like, at some point, you just
give a nod. You get, like, a head nod, and then it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
you don't want to talk.
Give me, like, a head nod. What's up? Like, hey, guys.
At least acknowledge.
You don't have to fucking come out of your shell and tell us that you shave your asshole. You know, just come in and be like, hey, what's up? And, you know, as simple as that.
Yeah, you don't have to say nothing else.
As simple as that, you're going to get a better reaction.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, like...
That's in retail in general.
Yeah, that's general, like, you know, say what's up, man. I bite a little bit, but only certain people, you know.
Hey, nibble, nibble.
Yeah, it's certain people that I enjoy. But yeah, say what's up, man. Come in and, you know, be personable. As you guys can tell, we have quite the personality gang here.
Yeah,
we're pieces of shit, but we got personality. Yeah, okay,
we can adapt to all situations
instantly. Like if you say, hey, like we've had a couple today. It's like, okay, they don't say jack shit. Instantly in my mind, I'm like, all right, fuck you, go die.
Yeah,
like I don't care about you at that point. Don't go die, but still, metaphorically speaking,
a simple like, hey. Or like a
wave,
you know?
Or at least like a look and like a head nod, something that's like
acknowledge me when you walk in, you know.
I'll be nice.
That's just general human interaction.
Yeah,
I can't stand that shit, man. It's just like you walk in and they just walk right by you like you don't exist, and you're kind of like, all right, dude.
For the most part, we're really good. I mean, the customers are really good.
Yeah, for sure.
We have majority of, I mean, well, actually, most of them. I would say 1%.
Do the walk-in where they don't say anything. Yeah, I was going to say, most people that come in, it's really, like, kind of not odd, I guess, but not normal for, like, a vape shop. I've seen people walk into a vape shop, and it's just kind of like, even though they go there weekly, they still, like, hey, what's up? This is what I want. Done.
Yeah.
There's people that come in here, man, that, like, we all know on a personal level, and it's like we weren't friends before, but they come in, they're a nice, genuine human being, and we have a good conversation. They get what they want, and they leave.
On that topic, we had a couple come in. I don't know if you were here, but we had this couple come in, and they had, they're in here looking for jewel pods.
Well, there's a
the first thing. I'm like, oh, okay.
That instantly makes me want to check your ID even more. We do anyways, but it's like instant. It's like, let me see that before you even look at anything.
By the way, if you're not 18, don't fucking bother coming in.
Yeah. But no, the first thing, like, their comments were, right when they walked in the door, they're like, it smells super strong in here. And they were younger, maybe. Like
I was
20,
here.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're like, it smells strong. Like, it smells like vape in here. It's like, motherfucker.
You're literally
did you not
walking
read
into a vape shop.
The sign of what you walked
it's
into.
It's not a gas station.
No.
It's a vape shop.
Not to mention, too, we do have tart burners.
Yes, that's what
and
most
it smells
people smell.
We try and smell good, you know?
But yeah.
Not trying to walk. Because
even if
a
shitload of people
building.
Are vaping, you don't smell it that much.
No.
You catch a whiff, but it's gone.
The tart burners are what
it's
a lot of
the
people. They think it's the vape when they walk in because it's fruity and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's the burners.
I mean, you want to walk into a fucking stale building? I didn't think so.
Yeah, it's like, dude. If you can smell
the
years,
I'm pretty sure most people don't say, man, this place smells like ass. I can't wait to come back.
Yeah,
yeah. It's like,
the fuck? Try and make it smell good, man.
Yeah.
I also love the I love the people that come in immediately. I would say there's three types of people that come in. There's the ones that are like, hey, what's up, you know, normal. There's the people that immediately walk in and they're like, oh, wow, it's smoky in here.
Yeah, that's, I've heard that so many times.
And then there's the average, what I would call the average vapor that, for some reason, as rite of passage, when they walk in the door, feel the need to hit their vape immediately.
Yes.
Yeah.
They walk in and they're like, I can vape in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? You can vape outside, too, if you want.
Yeah, it's like, they walk in, don't take a single puff on the way in, and as soon as they walk in, they dig their vape out, and they're like,
yeah.
It's like they try to.
I think it's a rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah, it always just makes me laugh. Yeah. It's like you can tell who they are by how they come in. Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't give a fuck how big the vapor you can put out is.
Yeah, yeah. We used to have people all the time. They would come in and they'd be like, you can vape in here? I'm like, yeah.
It's like, it's a vape shop.
It's a vape shop. That's what we do.
Yeah, you can vape in here. They're just used, I guess, to other places won't let them vape
in
here.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be annoyed by the vapor if you vape.
I wouldn't assume so. I'd hope not.
I mean, the only reason I would think that you would come into a vape shop other than you vape is you're picking up something for somebody.
For somebody, yeah. Right.
But, you know.
Man, okay, I had a fucking scenario one time. Or
not incident, but a thing that happened.
I had to deny someone a sale. They were old enough. But they came in and called, and they're like, oh, I gotta call a friend real quick and see what he wants. That's and he answered, and the kid's voice on the other line sounded like he was fucking 12.
I like, pretty much, I mean, I know people come in to pick something up, but that's kind of like a flag raise in my head when somebody's like, yo, I gotta ask what they want.
Yeah. Yes.
Especially, like, if you're older, I don't really question it.
Yeah.
But if you look younger, and then you go, I gotta ask them what they want.
Yeah, it's like, bruh.
That's kind of like a black flag to me.
Also, like, the voice, I've learned not to judge on voice either, because I've seen a lot of people that have super, like, squeaky voices, but they're plenty old enough.
Come
it's
in
like,
and
okay,
they,
that's
you're
cool.
Like, okay.
But no, and this guy, I was like, oh. I was like, do you know what they want? And he's like, yeah, it's like he's underage, so he couldn't come in. And I was like, motherfucker. I'm like, I can't sell you shit
now. I'm not
now.
Selling you anything, dude.
Yeah, it's
sorry.
Like I'm not going to either.
Yeah, I can't do that, man.
It's like, you dumb as hell. That's like buying beer for your friends. Don't act like no one's ever fucking done it.
Oh, yeah. I've
don't get on your high horse and tell me you haven't. Exactly. But it's like, bro, you don't be like, hold on, let me go ask the kid in the car what he wants. Like,
yeah, let me go ask my buddy in the car what he wants.
Yeah,
like, why didn't he come in?
Or what's great,
yeah,
too.
If you're underage, you shouldn't be
when
naked.
You see a car full of kids.
Yes, and then what they do is they're constantly, like, fucking staring at the build, like, in the window, and it's like, bitch. So if you come by here and see the tinted windows.
I gotta tell you a secret about our windows. From the outside, when you walk up, it looks like you cannot see in here. We can see outside.
Yeah, yes. Perfect. Like,
we can see everything.
20 people a day over here at the car place.
Yeah,
checking ourselves out.
Yep.
In the window. Oh, they're like, oh, especially all the younger girls that walk up.
Yep. Yeah, they're like checking themselves out in the mirror. I swear to God, one day I'm going to put my face right up to that motherfucker and just blank stare. If you get close enough, you can kind of see it.
Yeah, it's like, so it kind of raises a black flag. If you look like you just turned 18 and your license says that you just turned 18 or 19 or whatever, and you've got a car full of what look to be either the same age as you or younger,
yeah,
and you're the,
like,
only one that comes in,
yeah,
that seems a little sketchy.
Yeah, it's like, bro, it's like, I can fucking see.
Yeah, and I can see your friend's eye fucking to make sure that you're getting the right thing or whatever the hell they want you to do.
Yeah.
Like, don't think that we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Or the people, I love the people that come in. I was actually talking to my sister about this the other day. The people that come in and they're like, yeah, so I need the bottom piece for my cartridge. And they're like they emphasize cartridge.
Yeah.
And it's like, we know what you're talking about.
You can just straight up
and
say it.
At this point in Florida, medical marijuana is legal. So it's like, as far as I know, I don't think we'll deny service because it's like, we don't know if you have your card.
Dude, I mean, most of the people that do come in have their card.
Exactly.
Yes.
And they ask for they're like, they'll be like, I'd use it, but I'm looking for the device. And this is always them like, I don't really know how to put this. Yeah. It's like, if you need to get the device, just say medical marijuana. Yeah, it's like, just say that, and that's fine.
You don't have to hide it.
Or a dry herb device, or the 510 battery is all you have to say.
Exactly.
And something that kills me, too. I understand why they do it, but like some, like just strict smoke shops. Head shops, pretty much. Like, if you go in there and say the word, like, bong or pipe, they instantly kick you out.
Yep.
And I mean, I understand the whole thing of, but it's like, we all fucking know what it's for.
We all do. Have you ever seen somebody smoke a bowl of tobacco out of a fucking giant bong?
Yeah.
No.
It's like, I'm sorry. No.
Not
it's
once.
Not a thing.
Have you ever tried to hit tobacco out of a giant bong?
You'll die.
It's not great.
Yeah, no, you'll die.
It's not great. Like, you're not fooling anybody.
No.
Yeah, we're definitely not, I mean, condoning. Right. Drugs.
Yeah. But it's like if you're someone that does.
If you have a medical card or whatever, come in and be like, hey, I got a cartridge from the dispensary. I'm legal.
This is what I
just
need
a 510 or I need a battery.
That makes it so much more simple than you beating around the bush
because
and us grabbing random stuff.
Yes. Yeah. What you're wanting.
Yeah.
And I mean, most of the time, I'll just say, is it for a cartridge?
Yeah.
Exactly. And then they're like, yep.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And now you don't have to feel uncomfortable anymore.
Yeah. It's like, man.
And now the smokeable is legal here, or for medical use.
Yeah.
So.
Which I think is great for the people that need it.
Yeah.
Fucking more power
absolutely.
To you.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with that. 100%.
It's fuck, like, painkillers and
I'm
shit,
sure,
dude.
Yeah. I'm sure fuck recreational will be legal here probably within the next year or two.
Yeah.
I don't doubt it.
It'd have to be silly. I mean, it's just stupid not to do it because it would generate so much more money for the area.
Fuck opiates. Let me just say that again. Fuck opiates.
And then look at the statistics of all the places have legalized it.
Yes.
And how much, like, certain crimes have dropped.
And their schools are benefiting from taxes, dude. It's like, it's...
Yeah.
Light one up, bro. You're okay. If you don't like it and don't want to smoke it, don't smoke it, but don't put other people off of it.
Yeah. That's their opinion. Just like, you know, you have a choice not to do it, if they want to do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Like, why are you going to stop somebody else from doing something that would benefit them probably in a health way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to me, man. Like, I don't smoke anymore. I don't give a fuck if you're smoking. It don't matter to me.
Yeah, there's just like, too many people that want to push their opinions on everybody
else.
Exactly, man.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And most of the time, it's people that actually be, I don't know, any of them, really with anything. Most of the time, people protest, it's just because they want to protest.
Yeah,
they want to protest. They have no idea what the fuck they're even talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, that's not saying everybody.
Yeah, it's, you know who
you
are
who you
if
are.
You've done it.
Yeah.
You bastard, you. It's the nicest way I can put it.
So, moral of the story, don't stop other people from doing what they want to do, and say what's up when you come in.
Yeah.
As long as it's not hurting anybody.
Fuck, man.
Yeah, I'm all for doing whatever makes you happy, as long as you ain't hurting the people around you.
Yeah, as long as you're not affecting anybody else, why the fuck does it matter?
Exactly.
Mind your damn business.
Exactly.
Some of us can tuck a sack to their butt crack, some can't.
That's
right,
dude.
I won't hold it against you.
No.
Yeah, I can hold it.
I'll hold it against myself.
Yeah, exactly, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Good shit.
Nice.
All right, so we're getting on an hour in a few minutes. Uriah, what's your talent of the week? Last week, okay, so we've had Uriah's talents so far. Making his ball sack clap.
Yep.
Literally clap.
Yeah.
Pinching his ball sack in between his cheeks.
Yep.
That was an unexpected bombshell.
That was
great, thoroughly though. Enjoyed on part 3 of the last episodes.
That was hilarious.
If you didn't catch that, please God go listen to it.
It's at the end.
It's wonderful.
Special skill.
But I think as far as today goes, we had a pretty successful podcast.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was not
good.
Bad. Didn't go about randomly, but hey, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
We'll try to think of better things.
I'm gonna get home and rip my entire shirt off when I get home.
Yeah. Oh, you got a whole nine.
Snap right as I walk in.
You trying to show off that belly button tat.
Yeah, I got a sun around my belly button.
Dude, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, I walked by one of the racks today, and I had a small hole, and it caught it, and just... God damn it.
Nice. Bro, have you ever been walking in, like... either like a doorknob that fucking comes out pocket. Of a handle or anything, and it fucking
your
wraps perfectly.
Yeah.
In the belt
I've had it in
like
my
back.
Pocket before.
Yeah. I've done it in my pocket.
And you're like sitting there trying to fucking get it off, and it's like, then you just get more pissed because you're like, God damn it.
Yes.
Fucking hate that. Or like the cupboard door, cabinet doors.
Yes.
Or something
yes.
Like
and it's like, you get a step off, and
you're like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah.
There's actually one of our cabinets that's
broken
because I ripped
one off. My whole day is normally consisted of shit just like that.
Oh yeah, that's like my entire life. Just like random shitty things happening.
Yes.
It's some awesome.
Yeah, you drop something in the shower, go to bed, pick it up, and fucking bottle of shampoo falls in your
head.
Shit like that. That's my life.
Where I fall completely out of the fucking shower and I'm laying there butt ass naked trying to figure out what to do with my life.
Whoops. Yeah, I've made some bad life choices.
That's an understatement. Yeah, man. Definitely when you come in, just don't be a douche, man.
Yeah.
Really.
And if you have any questions, don't be ashamed to ask.
Yeah,
don't be embarrassed to ask questions.
If you don't vape a lot, you don't know, man. We're not going to judge you.
Nope.
We don't really care. That's that entirety other than selling you the merchandise of why we're here.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Ask a bunch of questions.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just feel uncomfortable.
I could see it because I've definitely gone into vape shops and been uncomfortable, but...
Well, a lot of times I know, and I'm not saying all of them, but I know some of them for sure, and I've had people say it for sure, is they'll walk in a place and they feel like super uncomfortable as soon as they walk in because everyone's looking at them like they're stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, man.
We might look at you like you're stupid. We don't think you're stupid. We just look at everybody like that.
Yeah, it's just the way we look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just think, we pretty much just sit here
all day.
All fucking day.
Yeah, come in. If you got a good conversation or something, or something you would like to...
Tell me about your special skill.
Tell me about your special
skill. I don't fucking care what it is.
Come in and, you know, buy some juice and hang out for a while. And
yeah, because it's pretty much, in all reality, is a super boring job. Most of the time. Not all the time.
Most of the time, that's like, fuck.
Yeah, you come in here with a good conversation or a funny conversation or something, you're going to make this guy's day because,
you've
just been chilling here?
Yeah, sitting here.
Waiting on you to come in.
Running out of shit to watch on YouTube.
Dude, yeah.
When you go through YouTube, I'm like, oh, it's rerun.
I've seen
knockout compilation on fucking YouTube.
Yeah, there's some more fight compilations on there. I've seen them all.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you go through YouTube and you're like, I mean, I'm not in here all day, and I know I've seen a fuck ton of them.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like...
Oh, man.
When you go through YouTube, and you're, like, waiting on the newest weekly fight comp, you know you watch a lot of fucking YouTube.
Fails, anything.
Oh, yeah, fails. It's like, when you can identify, like, 7 fails off of a whole different compilation, you've watched a lot.
Yes.
Or if you, like, know what the fuck's gonna happen before it happens.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a dude just walking down the street. He's going to trip, stand back up, and trip again.
Yep.
Sure as shit.
Yep, we've seen those.
Yeah, this guy's about to bust through the trampoline.
Yep.
Seen it. Life's getting dull, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would not believe the amount of shit you can watch in 10 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then been open for almost close to a year. When's the year?
It's been over a year.
It's been over a year.
May 12th.
Very cool. Fuck yeah. So, yeah. In a year's time, 7 days a week.
Yeah, was that? Was it May 12th? Or May... Yeah. On Shithead's freaking birthday.
Oh, that's right. I remember that. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, it's like, you know, in 10 hours a day for a year, almost 7 days a week.
Yeah, I've seen some YouTube videos.
Yeah. That's a lot of fucking YouTube.
Believe it or not, dude, like on my personal YouTube hours, I need to look it up again, but it was on Xbox. I think I had, honestly, almost a year's worth of watch time
on no doubt.
YouTube.
They should give you fucking YouTube Red if you have that many hours. It's this guy's watching ads. We probably made enough ad revenue on this guy. Yeah,
yeah, bro.
We've made enough ad revenue on this guy that he shouldn't have to pay me.
I was around when, like, fucking Piano Cat and shit came out.
Yeah.
I've been on YouTube for like fucking 11 plus years. So I probably have way fucking more than a year now. Because last time I checked was like a long fucking time ago. But yeah.
Yeah, I was around before there was a YouTube.
Yeah. Like YouTube poop. All that shit that was out, dude. I've seen.
Yeah, if you wanted everything. YouTube, you pretty much had to go like. Especially like downtown Jacksonville. About 12 o'clock at night.
You can pretty much watch YouTube in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to Denny's.
Yes.
1 in the morning.
Denny's?
Go to Denny's.
Denny's at 295 and Blanding. Yes.
It's going to be a compilation between fights and fails all in one.
Yes. It's great.
Used to be Crystals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After you've drank a whole lot, do not eat chili cheese fries.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah.
Especially from Crystals.
Yeah.
You're pretty much kind of rolling the dice anyways. I like Crystals, so I mean, don't get me wrong.
And you've got a lot of alcohol in your system.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like
a... Home of the steamed burger.
Yep.
Yeah, when you can pick something up and squeeze fucking water out of it.
It comes out steamed.
Goddamn. Yeah, bro.
That's for sure.
But I don't know. I can't mess with them too much. I like Crystal chips.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or no, the Crystal like Sunrisers. Crystal is pretty solid, man.
Fucking Denny's, bro. Yeah, Denny's is bad. Denny's
kills me. No, I was hanging out.
You know when there's cops at Denny's all the freaking time?
Like yeah,
they station there. Yeah.
And it's not because it's like a shitty, like, I don't know how to word it, but like undesirable people of all races. Like, it's just because it's just drunk fucking people go there. That's it.
Well, if I had a nickel for every time I was pissed drunk and went to Denny's at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
It's like, what's open? You're like, Denny's.
Or Waffle House, dude. Some shit like that. Yeah,
bro.
But you know they make some bank.
Oh, all this what you gonna tip your waitress fucking $200?
Yeah.
Bet I won't.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, you know they make some mad fucking money at night. When I was working at Crafty Crab, man, I had this fucking...
The Crafty Crab.
Yeah.
The Crafty Crab.
It was great. Their food's good, man. I like them. But... This lady was piss drunk. And I mean, like, I'm pretty sure she pissed herself. She tipped me $250.
Nice.
Fucking right.
Straight up. She's like, here you go. She's like, keep the change. I was like,
you got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was like, you made my fucking day.
Yeah, do you need anything else before you leave?
Yeah, it's like, fucking anything. Like, yeah.
I'll carry you to your car.
Yeah. Right. I'll show you my special skill for $250.
Call you a cab.
Yeah, man.
We've only had a couple people come in here completely smashed.
Yeah. Had a couple.
Yeah, the one lady. Ooh, man.
Lady on opiates or whatever it was?
Yeah, I think she was on painkillers.
It's like, holy shit, open your fucking eyes.
Are you standing up?
She's never been like that again, though. So I think she's probably hurting that day.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, she's been
I don't blame her for that.
After that, and she's been fine.
Yeah.
And then we used to have this other guy that would come in drunk all the time. And like want to try every juice that you had.
Oh, and they never got anything.
And never got anything.
That's another thing on that subject. That's fucked up. You're going to try every fucking juice. It's like you're going to go somewhere else. They're going to have a different label, and it's going to taste pretty similar.
It's the pretty much, dude. I mean, they're running out of flavors.
Yes.
Exactly.
Everybody makes a kiwi watermelon.
Blue Raz.
Everyone's kiwi watermelon.
Everybody makes a mango. Everybody makes a fruit blast where it's got all different kinds in there.
Some's just a little bit better than others. But
that's for sure.
Personal favorite Blue Raz, though, is Taffy Splash. Because it doesn't taste like Blue Raz.
No, it's different. I don't like it.
Like, I fucking love it, dude.
I just don't like...
Love it.
Like, dessert flavors, though.
Yeah, that one's like a candy, kind of like desserty. Yeah. It's good. In my opinion.
And fruity.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you.
Alright, guys. Well, it's been a good hour.
Sweet.
Come check out the shop. Give Goat's Milk Soap Company a look up on Facebook, Instagram, or Etsy.
We'll let you know how it works next podcast.
Yep, we will definitely come back with a review.
Yep.
Yeah, I think that's all we got.
And it will be honest, no one is safe.
Oh, yeah, if you don't know that by now, you about to know.
Yeah.
Nobody is safe.
I will say, though, smell smells fucking great.
It smells great.
Like, it's some smell is amazing.
That's for sure. All right, guys, take it easy.
Peace.
Babe.